The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Hey, welcome back to the show, everybody. So glad you're here. And oh my goodness, we got to prepare. We've got a caller on the line from North Carolina. Robin from North Carolina. Robin, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, Robin. How are you doing? So good to talk to you.
I'm doing great. I just want to let you know, you're actually the person that got me on the road with my herbalism years ago with your beginner medicinal, the medicinal herbs for beginners. And aww. So, but forgive me if I'm not aware of this, because I'm sure you've spoken on other platforms on this, or perhaps you haven't, but I'm curious. I have two questions for you. The first one is your stance on Robert F. Kennedy.
Okay, yeah, let's go into that. I think he also is a part of the machine, honestly, and I really wanted to believe in him, but you know, the other big defining factor between him and Trump and I was just absolutely mortified when that Netanyahu was in Congress, and all of our Congress people were standing up and applauding, and RFK totally supports Israel, and you know, as does Trump. And Trump is like, hey, you know, we'll make short work of your problems. And honestly, what they're doing, it's genocide. It really is just flat out genocide. And I'm sorry, that October 6th or 7th thing, that is so immediately, I could just see right immediately that was a completely, you know, false flag. The Israel Intelligence Agency is like the second largest agency on Earth, and you just don't get past them by land, air, and sea, you know?
Right.
Yes. Yeah. So that was a totally,
I was going to say, I'm at that place where you're at right now. I'm pretty black-pilled. I pretty much tell everybody I'm politically homeless, and that no one like is coming to save us. No one's coming to save us. So speaking of that, I live in a town home, and I've been gardening as much as I can. We're not even supposed to have a garden where I'm at, but trying to learn about self-sufficiency, growing my own food, doing, you know, herbalism, doing sourdough, all that stuff, trying to learn skills. And but unfortunately, obviously, due to lack of space, I don't see myself being able to, survive during what's coming. So I have a friend, and we've been discussing putting together an intentional community. And so I wondered what your experience, what your thoughts are on intentional communities, if you've had any experience with that.
I have, yeah. And actually years ago when my husband and I first married, we bought some land, and we were visiting intentional communities and looked at it. And honestly, most of the intentional communities out there now, I would say they have too much. Like, we're too luxurious, right? They just seem to be arguing about the most piddliest little things. And I love that they're there, and I think those structures are going to dramatically change when the rubber hits the road and everybody's hungry. I do believe that you're going to want to be in community. I'm looking at a property. It's 5 acres, and it has 5 little houses on it, like they're little one-bedroom, one-bath, and it's kind of a compound. And the houses are separated far enough that you can kind of have some privacy, and there's some fencing, so that way your, you know, dispute with your partner doesn't necessarily become the object of everybody's attention. But you're close enough that if you're shouting, you've got immediate support. And if that Deagle report is correct, and I'm really leaning more toward that actually being fairly accurate, you're going to want people around you very close by that you can rely on. And I one of the other great things that happens in collapse, by the way, we often look at how horrible it is, but people come together. They come together in a way that we really wish we had as human beings. So you're going to want people near you. I'll riff a little bit more on intentional communities. So, for example, Earth Haven is one. It's, I think, 255 acres up near Black Mountain, North Carolina. And they've been there for, gosh, 3 or 4 decades now. And they did the thing. As soon as they got the land, they did what everybody always does, and they all just scattered out to different parts of the hills. And then they realized as time goes by that actually, no, you really want to be pretty close to other people. With all of our suburban baggage is, you know, I want to get as far away from you as humanly possible. But really, for what we're heading into, you're going to want to have your family close. And I'm trying to figure out how I can acquire this property and, mm-hmm. and bring on some people ahead of time and let, so like, hey,
and be able to vet them. I think the problem like with where we're at right now is as humans, we've become so isolated. Social media has pretty much deceived us into thinking we're being social, but we're actually not being social at all. It's all, you know, pretty much illusion of building an online community. And when things go bad, you're not going to know any of those people if you can talk to them. So, yeah. I mean, and then so we've become very lacking in trust, too. We've become, it's just really sad. And I think the only way they survived during the Depression of years ago was having community and neighbors and helping each other. So I think we definitely need to get back to that. I feel like I'm a little late on that. Like this friend that I have that actually has money to invest in it, we've been talking about it for years. And I think I worry that we're a little late in getting this started. But I do think it's the future. You know, it's the only way to really,
Yeah, you've got this moment. Like, go for it. Like, say, hey, we need to step this up. Let's make this happen. And me too. I'd kind of been like, I don't know, you know, I don't know, but I'm really starting to. And the way I'm vetting people, by the way, is, well, you know, I've interacted with them. Some of them are family, and I've interacted with them for years or whatever. But some of the others are just. This one gentleman just said, hey, you look like you need help. And he gave me $5,000. And I'm like, I really like what you're doing in the community. I want to support you. And I'm like, you are on the top of my list to talk about partnering to buy this property together, you know. So, mm-hmm. yeah, we are going to need each other. And I think we're all going to become very different people, especially the youth right now who are disinterested or whatever. Totally. I mean, if I were a young person today, I'd be totally disinterested. Like, they know the whole thing is screwed and rigged, whether they are actively consciously aware of it or subconsciously or whatever, they know. Mm-hmm. But when all of that gets kicked out, and it's you standing up, I think we're going to really be pleasantly surprised at the number of people who stand up and go, wait a minute, we gotta fix this, or we gotta take care of this. When we have hard times like collapse or whatever, you know, like or Katrina hits or whatever, the news focuses on a couple of crazy people running around with the AR-15, probably paid for by some billionaire, right? You know, the vast majority of people pull together and, you know, figure out how to keep so and so safe, or, you know, make food for each other. You know, yeah.
I think we all look forward to that day, actually. And I know it will be difficult, very hard times ahead, but I look forward to that. You know, I was in New York when the planes hit the tower, and before that, I didn't know any of my neighbors, because in New York City, you know, you're always hustling, bustling, running here and there, and that did bring us very close. I mean, we had people of all backgrounds and diversity. I lived in a very poor area, and everybody got so close back then. I think, I really think we need to get back to that.
If you want to read a really inspiring book about that, it's called Tribe, and it's a short book. I'm not into big books much anymore, like a little short book. And he talks about when people go through tremendous hardship together, you know, the bonding and connection that occurs, and some of the real incredible benefits of going into such a tremendous change like that it actually, I think all of us are really longing for that kind of depth of community and connection.
Yes.
But yeah. And it'll happen. It's just, you know, as best you can set yourself up now, the better it's going to be, right? You know, so yes, you know, pick up your silver and make sure you've got your lead, and, you know, definitely get as much food together. And, you know, kudos for you for getting some skills. That's going to be really important. Having a hard drive with a bunch of this stuff backed up, you know.
Yes. Yeah. Well, thank you so much. Yes, I do. I've been preparing for this for several years and warning my friends about it, but they weren't listening. They are now, so that's the good thing. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Robin. Hey, I appreciate that. Thanks for the acknowledgement. I mean, I keep doing stuff and don't often hear from people. So thank you so much for that. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Okay. You too. Yeah. Oh, okay. Chance come from West Virginia is coming on. Hi, Chance.
Hello, Marjorie.
Hi. Have
you know,
we spoken
before? You
got
a happy sounding, sunny name. Marjorie. Did anybody ever tell you that?
No, but I love it because I think if you just take an R out, you've got Marjoy, which is like the ocean of joy. So,
yeah, that's cool. You know, I always wondered why the Deagle Report kind of warned us when they usually toy with us, you know, like a cat with a mouse, you know, beat it around a bit before they kill it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But nevertheless, I think now they're at the point of saying to us all, well, what are you going to do about it, you serfs? You know,
yeah.
That's what I think they're at the point of.
Yeah,
the
no,
people,
I
don't,
yeah, yeah, yeah. They do seem to tell us. It's just like you kind of have to follow your intuition to know what it is. Like in that movie that show, you know, they show what's going to happen, or those the cyber polygon, right, or the event 201. Like I used to never pay attention to those, and a classic one was in 2015 was the food chain reaction crisis, which talked about a global famine that broke out on the planet. And it starts in 2020 with some big event that disrupts people, and then over the years there's crazy weather, and then there's conflict, and and the price of food keeps going up and up, and we are exactly lockstep on the unfolding of that scenario. There's still some remnants of it online. If you go and look for food chain reaction crisis, they took most of it down at the beginning of 2020 when the big event happened. But they do, I think they do warn us, and they do tell us. So yeah, that Deagle Report, man, it's freaking me out all over again.
Yeah, well, I think it's going to happen. I think people are going to start feeling the effects now. I think we're going to see the big die-off soon. I hate to say that. And, you know, people better start food prepping, y'all. I don't want them knocking on my door thinking I'm a diner when this comes down. You know, when the bird of paradise flu comes crapping on our windshields, you know, I think they're going to say, no soup for you. You know, if we don't get to jab the juice into you, I think that's a good possibility.
Oh, and they're teeing up the next one. Did you see they got that emergency use authorization, the EULA or whatever, for the bird flu now?
They've been all over again. Would you believe it? They're doing this same thing. This is how stupid they think we are.
I know. I can't believe they're trying to rerun that thing.
Why I said earlier, you know, it's like saying to us, well, what are you going to do about it, you serfs? That's what I meant by that. You think they would, you know, change it around a little bit, but, you know, and about Canada's $20 we'll kill you real good plan. You know, that's pretty cheap, isn't it? That's cheaper than a Mickey D's kids meal nowadays.
Oh, my gosh,
Does Canada give you a kid's toy, though, before you drift off to dreamland? I mean, this is getting so bizarre.
Every day, it's just unbelievable. And, you know, the opening ceremony of the Olympics, I was horrified when I saw that. And then they ended up taking that off of YouTube because so many other people apparently were just horrified. I'm like, this is totally ludicrous. So we really, I do feel that there is a possibility that we may be able to overthrow this global cabal for the first time in millennia.
Oh, I don't know. People, you know, I'm so disappointed in people. I wish we could, you know, but I don't think so. People are just so brain dead. Most people, not your listeners, but people are just too brain dead. I mean, I'm sorry to sound so pessimistic, but I just don't see it.
Yeah.
They're too preoccupied with their cell phones and and with nonsensical things. I don't see them doing anything but panicking. Panicking, that's what they'll do.
Yeah, I agree with that. But I'm really, really, really heartened at the number of people who are waking up, we will call it that, you know, or becoming
God
aware.
Bless them.
Yeah, there are, I mean, in vast numbers. And
yeah, but
I mean,
you know what the problem with them is, and us, I mean, me too, I'm included in them, is we're so separated. We're so scattered all over. I think if a person doesn't live in one of those communities, I don't know if you heard of that, the man Stefan Verstappen. He's usually a guest. He has he lives in a community where they all help each other up in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of the gentleman?
I haven't heard of him, no, but you know,
he's been a guest
on
alternative media, on Jeff Friends, and on a bunch of other shows. I got a feeling if you don't live in a, you know, in a community like that where people help each other, it's up to you as an individual to do it yourself for yourself. And I hate to sound selfish, but I mean, you don't want to be a 24-hour diner for people who didn't prepare. Think about it.
Well, the good news is you can build community wherever you are. I mean, I've done it several times now, and in this small town that I live in Rincon, Puerto Rico, you know, I do think like every other month I host a plant and seed swap party, and then on the other months we teach a class, or I'm involved with a project to try and figure out the local almonds, how can we process them so we have a local food source. And, you know, through that, I'm getting to know, I train in jiu-jitsu. Oh, my God, you get to know people with that. You know, getting to know people and help people, I mean, that really is what community is about, is helping other people and getting to know them. So, for example, I'm just about to move. Oh, my God, I just hate it. I don't know why God has put me in so many rental properties, except for that maybe because I planted fruit trees and food trees in every property I've been in.
Mm-hmm.
But,
not as many people are as lucky as you to be in that situation. I mean, just that instance you told me, you mentioned about your landlord parking the car inside the gate. I scratched my head and I had to say to myself, is this what's really important? He couldn't park his car outside the gate just for one day? This is the mentality of people.
Exactly. Yeah.
One day. He couldn't park the car outside the gate for one day.
I know. I have no idea what is that person going to do when, like I said, when a cup of coffee costs $100 or something. You know,
well, they're going to knock on your door and ask you for a cup of your coffee. That's what they're going to do, Marjorie.
Yeah. Well, and I'll
either
do that,
or they'll go to the
honestly
cabin and get the $20 death deal.
I get the $20 to get the special.
Who knows?
The blue light
I don't
special
know. I can't figure people out anymore. All I know is they drive me crazy. That's all I can figure out. But very interesting show. You brought up a lot of good points. You have to laugh nowadays to keep yourself from going crazy with all this. Because I
totally
feel
true.
Something very big is coming down the line. When they start rolling out three or four, what do they call them, lookalikes for each individual, and each lookalike or double is 1 6 inches taller than the other, one walks faster than the other, one talks faster than the other. It's such a game nowadays. It's actually kind of freaky when you see this. He says, if they're going to do all this, and they know people aren't picking up on this, I think they might just be ready to drop the hammer.
Well, I think I think the thing is there are a lot of people who are picking up, but you're right. I've got several good friends, people I love dearly, that are, this one friend of mine, she's like, well, isn't that Kamala just wonderful? She's so smart and capable. And I'm like, oh, God, What are you seeing in any of her speeches that indicates she's smart and capable?
She's got to be one of the most ditziest airheads. And I can't believe she's actually running for president.
You're going to love this, Jim. My friend said, and people love her because in one day she raised like $80 million from all these individual donations. I'm like, I don't believe that.
No, I don't believe that neither. Well, I'll leave you with this, Marjorie.
Uh-huh.
Let's hope when the crap hits the fan that people can bring themselves to park their car outside the gate.
The gate. There you go. Yeah, right?
Take care now.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you so much, Chance. Appreciate you. New Hampshire. Oh, my God. Live free or die, New Hampshire. Sharon, we got to talk. How's it going in New Hampshire?
Not good. Not good at all. So, Marjorie, I'm so happy to talk to you. But I call it don't live free and better die.
Okay.
It's all changed. I came up here as part of the Free State Project as a very solid capital L libertarian, Ron Paul all the way. Mm-hmm. And it's not happening up here. As a matter of fact, I don't see anybody doing anything really except partying. Maybe. I don't know. I don't go, but I hear about it, or that seems to be the major stuff happening. But before I even get any more of that stuff, I have a question to ask you about elderberries.
Uh-huh.
When I first moved up onto my homestead here, way up practically into Canada, my husband and I were all into prepping stuff together and being ready for when it hits the fan. Mm-hmm. You know, putting food by and all that kind of thing and doing garden. We had acreage. We have a very, very small house, but we had the land, so we could have done great gardens and stuff, and none of it is available at this point to do any kind of growing or anything, which I'm very sad about, and I can't even manage to get my pots filled with potting soil. The good stuff from Maine with all the seaweed in it. I can't manage to do anything because I can hardly stand up or hold my balance anymore just after the fallout from the shedding, I should say, of the shots that my husband had and went into the hospital with in a coma and came out with a whole different mindset and disappeared. He abandoned me up here. I'm 75, and the winters are cold, hard, lonely, minus 27 below, hard winds blowing right through my boards in my bedroom. I mean, it's really crazy trying to get by up here by myself, and there is a nice community of neighbors, but of course they all have their own stuff. But they have rescued me a couple times. I say literally rescued. But
well, Sharon, I think you should start to like really. It's so hard. You're probably a very giving person, and I know as a giving person, it's very hard to receive. I'm in this move, and I've got to find somebody with a truck and more than a day's worth of hard physical labor to help me, and I'm so reluctant to ask anybody, and nowhere near the situation that you're in, but yeah, you need to spend more time asking for help, and my God, I'm going to pray for you, honestly, and send you energy, but you also had more to say before I interrupted you.
Yeah, first let me just ask you about the elderberries. We bought some before we moved up here from a guy who raised them down in the Tuftonboro area, which is further south from here. And we brought them up here and planted some. And I thought they had all disappeared because I never really saw them. And then I saw, a year later, that looks like it could be elderberry. The flowers look right and everything else. Uh-huh. This year, I had red elderberries all over the place. And I know it's the black elderberry that is the highly medicinal one. I do herbalism and all that kind of stuff. So I was concerned that they were red, which I at first read were actually kind of poisonous and difficult to eat. This year when I looked it up, it said, no, you can do red. It's just that people don't like the taste of it so much. And it would, you know, take a little more getting used to, but it still has some medicinal qualities. So I wondered if you knew anything about that.
You know, I don't have a lot on that. I do know from personal experience a lot of things that people say are poisonous are not.
Yes.
Girl, you know, I used to eat a lot of stuff. They're like, oh, don't do that. It's poisonous. And I'm sure if I ate a huge amount of it, it would be detrimental. But, I'm not totally up on that. But Sharon, I'd also like to see if I can inspire you in some way. So your physical body is deteriorating and your situation physically is. But you just described to me that you've been a prepper for several decades and you know how to grow food.
40 years massage therapist. And before that, I had my own natural food store in 72 through there. Down in Connecticut. So I've been in all this for a long, long time.
And you have wisdom, you know.
I know.
You know how to grow food. You know how to store food. And even though you're not as capable.
Gardens. I love to just listen to you. Just to hear you go through it all, even if I've done it, it's like nice to hear it again and again.
Oh, thank you. That's really kind. Yeah, so you really are a valuable person. And right now, I mean, goodness gracious, the Grow Network, it's so funny. You know, people and Marjorie, you know, they're like, oh, Marjorie, you know, she grows food. Isn't that nice? You know, they totally dismiss me. And they have for decades, honestly. And I'm like, that's okay. So when I went to Cuba, in 2012 with Ronnie Cummins and the Organic Consumers Association. And it was a legitimate trip. We went through all the loops and hoops. To go there legally and did this amazing tour and interviewed a lot of the survivors of their collapse period and what that happened very suddenly for them. It was like when the last Soviet ship pulled out of Havana Harbor, like the economy plummeted 60% in one day, right? The lights went out, the water quit running. And what happened, though, was that the whole social system got completely turned upside down. So the lowly gardener, right, the person who's taking care of the plants and all of that, you know, like the lowest minimum wage type person in the neighborhood, suddenly they were the most valuable person. And then that lawyer or that finance guy or, you know, even to some extent the medical people, they were not that useful anymore. And the people that knew the skills to survive became very, very crucial. Actually, they were lucky enough that they had enough people in all the different neighborhoods to be able to make it through. And that's what really saved Cuba was that and the power of community, of people working together.
Yeah.
So I think I know another – I've struggled throughout a lot of my motherhood, right? Motherhood, right? Motherhood is the most – there's a war on motherhood. Believe me, it's been going on also for millennium. Like being a mother is just not anywhere near honored or revered in the way that it should be. And I also, for myself, I struggled with like how come I'm not revering myself for the work that I'm doing in mothering these children. And the same with growing food. Why am I not honoring myself more? So I'd really like to recommend to you to really look at the skills you have as incredibly valuable and start to make that available in the community.
I have been doing the best I can, but it's a very small community up here, and I do spend a lot of time just on the computer and sending my friends the information I get, like all of your stuff and other stuff. And I just want to real quick mention, just because I've been in this for so long, like all the herbal stuff I hear, I never hear about Back to Eden, Jethro Klaus. I mean, he had so much information way, way back.
He did. You know, Sharon, I really hate to interrupt you, but I'm getting a note from the producer that we have to stop for a break. So if you want to hop on the other side, if he doesn't have a bunch of other callers, I would love to continue with you, but we've got to stop for the break.
Toxic substances from the liver. This, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean Black Seed Oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on Black Seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I have a good friend with me here today. She has been taking the calcium bentonite clay that she purchased from the Power Mall for many, many years now. And I asked her to sit with me and explain to the listeners what she uses the clay for.
Thanks. So just to let you know, we use it on a daily basis. I will put a teaspoon of calcium bentonite clay into a glass of water and drink it before bed for detox. We've done weekly foot soaks for my husband who has diabetes. We use it for facials. I use it once a week for my clay bath detox. We've used it on spider bites, insect bites, and I've also used it for the swelling in my ankle after surgery.
Oh, yes, I do remember when you had the surgery. To order the clay, please call 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Why invest in all the great natural supplements from the Power Mall and then use a toothpaste loaded with harmful synthetic chemicals like fluoride? You want really healthy checkups, right? People who switch to Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash are reporting healthy-looking gums and whiter teeth. Both the Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash are formulated with natural products like zinc, folic acid, cloves, and myrrh. It's nature's answer to preventing plaque, reducing the development of cavities, and promoting healthy teeth and gums. Vitamir toothpaste comes in original formula and also with CoQ10 and xylitol, as well as in a great-tasting orange-flavored children's formula, too. Get Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash from the Power Mall today, and you, too, can have healthy checkups. Call 877-817-9829. Or order from thepowermall.com.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing that the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
All right, so we're back again, and we got Sharon on. And Sharon, as I was starting to say before we left the break, I mean, your situation sounds very difficult, but holding yourself in the esteem that you deserve. You have incredibly valuable knowledge and skills. You know, it starts with you of saying, look, I know that I'm valuable and worthy. So I also, you know, we'll put a call out to everybody listening to just send you some love and some energy. Everybody, let's send some loving energy right now to Sharon in New Hampshire and create an opening that transforms your life.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right. We also now have Eric in Missouri. Eric.
Okay. Yeah, I was wanting to ask about poison ivy. I had a property that's out in the country and surrounded by other big trees and woods and had trees and on itself. And I kind of let it go, and I let people use it. And, of course, that didn't work out so well. But when you got poison ivy in the yard and vines on trees, it's got a well. How do you deal with that? I mean, I don't get it bad. Oh, goats? Put a goat in there?
I got two things. Yeah, goats apparently love poison ivy. And I'm not a big fan of goat. I'm not a goat person. But there's actually a service called Rent-A-Goat. I don't know if it's near you or not, but people rent goats out.
Oh.
You know, get some temporary electric fencing or whatever, and, you know, get some goats on there for a while, and they'll set it back.
You think electric fence will keep a goat in?
You think electric fence will keep a goat in? Yeah, well, yeah, you got to have a pretty tall one, but they do. And the people that do the rent-a-goat, that's what they use. They move them with electric fencing. So, when you get poison ivy on you, like I used to get horrible, horrible, horrible breakouts of poison ivy, and part of that was, just being having a lot of inflammation in general. So you want to do your body the good that it wants to reduce inflammation. You know, try and keep away from foods that try and eat more foods that make you more alkaline and stay away from acidifying foods. And you know the drill, the whole foods, vegetables, avoid any of the processed stuff. So you want to keep your body, take care of your immune system as much as possible. And then here is the thing that I have found, and I tried everything, like, since one time I was rooming with this woman and she couldn't believe it. I didn't know she was coming back early, and I had honey all over my naked body laying out on a tarp. And she was like, "Oh my goodness, Marjorie." I'm like, "Oh, you weren't supposed to be home." Honey is, it's not as good. I've tried the oatmeal baths. I've tried the chamomile soap. This is what works. And even if it's gone systemic, and systemic means it's starting to break out everywhere, is go in the shower and pee. And get your pee and just rub your pee all over yourself. You're in the shower, so it's not a big deal. We all know everybody pees in the shower anyway, so just go ahead and confess it. But, put it all over your skin everywhere, because even if it's not in the area that's being affected, your skin absorbs stuff, and I don't know why, but having it all over your body. And then, you know, just stand there for a few minutes before you turn on the water and rinse it off. That might be a good time to say how grateful you are for this moment.
I may have another suggestion for you to look into, and maybe the lady that was just on the phone. I've been looking into the 12 tissue salts or mineral salts. Have you been looking into that?
I have not. That sounds intriguing. I know I've heard of people having some really good success with that.
Okay, well, somehow it's apparently tied in, like on the Last Supper painting. This Steve Faulkner, he goes through each one, how he's trying to let us know without actually saying how it ties into the zodiac. And women aren't as sturdy as they used to be, so they can't carry a baby for 12 months, so they only carry it for 9. And usually by the time you reach age about 48, those 3 months where you weren't in the womb, you have a weakness and you need more of that particular type of cell salt that correlates with that sign. So I know it's a little far out there for some of the listeners.
Wow, that's really fascinating. What is his name? What is his name? Steve Faulkner?
He talks about it. But the Schuster salts is what they named them after. But I think he uses a different brand out of Europe, and Helio salts or something like that. But 12 tissue salts. So anyway, I'm trying to look. And there's an old ancient book. It goes into the zodiac too, but it goes. You can look up just the ailment you have and what cell salt you need for that if you don't like looking at the zodiac tied into, kind of triggers people with Christianity and triggers me too, but I'm kind of used to it now, I guess. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for calling in, Eric. One of the things that I love about this time period, and it is the apocalypse, right? We are in the apocalypse. Let's not kid ourselves. At this point, if you don't realize we're in the apocalypse, it's just not, you know, it's not like one moment when it all collapses. But apocalypse simply means lifting of the veil. And what is wonderful to me is so much esoteric knowledge, and esoteric knowledge is the stuff that was hidden to us before, is becoming available. So, Eric, I totally get that there could be all kinds of messages in, you know, the 12 apostles hidden, because that's how we, like I said, we've had this global cabal running this planet for thousands and thousands of years, and that's how people had to communicate, was through hidden messages or symbolism or other ways, or these underground mystery schools that carried the knowledge. So there's so much now that's starting to come to light and become available. It's almost a little overwhelming, honestly. And again, you have to use discernment. But personally, I've just recently discovered Rudolf Steiner, and I don't know why I hadn't found him before, but he lays out a very simple program for you to be able to have the ability to access the Akashic records. And I'm like, I want that because I need to know the truth. And we're not getting truth from anywhere, right? We're being lied to every which way, from upside down and Sunday. And with AI, the whole internet is about to be completely destroyed if it isn't already full of junk and garbage with the way Google manipulates stuff, right? So, you know, being able to go internally and develop that ability is, I think, the direction certainly that I want to take, and what most of us are going to have to take. We're going to have to come to our own truths. So, yeah. Thank you, Eric, for calling in. Todd, do we have any other callers on the line, or we got an open line available? In Ohio. All right. Hi, Tom. Welcome.
Good afternoon. Yeah, first, I just want to go back a little bit to the first part of the show. I just want to let you know that I agree with you 100% on the Trump fake assassination attempt. Mm-hmm. But, no,
I've upset a lot of Trumpsters. They're like, no, you're messing with my reality. And I'm like, I'm sorry.
Well, your reality isn't real. But yeah, I've upset a lot of people too, and at this point in my life, I really don't care.
Right. So, yeah.
But yeah, as far as prepping, one thing people need to do is don't count on your hard drive backups and all that, because mm-hmm. if there's any kind of power outage, you're not going to be able to use it. You're not going to be able to use your generator forever. Have that stuff, you know, in books.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm with
physical.
You. I've got a big library, yeah, which is a pain in the butt to move whenever I move. Oh, my God, moving as a prepper, it's an enormous undertaking.
Well, my next move is when they carry me out of here, toes up, so...
Yeah, well, you know, and then you'll just come back again to learn some other lessons or do something, you know. Yep. So, Tom, I got a question for you. I hear a lot about people that do believe there are some good people in the world at high levels that are fighting this. I don't know if I believe that or not. I think we got to assume that we can't. But so, for example, I follow Bix Weir. He talks a lot about silver and the silver manipulation, and he believes that there are, especially in the Federal Reserve, that there actually are good people behind the scenes that they know that they have to crash the system. That's the only way that we can – the banking cabal is funded, and they want to crash the system, and that they're doing that because they believe they can get us into a better position. I don't know about that. I'm just curious what you think.
Well, you know, I suppose it's possible, but – I don't really think so at the highest levels. I really, you know, it just seems they'd get weeded out pretty quick.
Yeah, how could you hold
it? If they were really trying to stop anything from happening.
Yeah. It's so complete, isn't it? It's just so horrible. I saw a video, somebody had made a music video talking about You know, well, you're of an age. We were around, and all the pop, the rock stars, we thought they were rebels, and it turns out they were all paid for and managed and orchestrated. And, you know, we believed it. We were so innocent and so gullible. And it's, you know, and I have the tune running in my head, and now I'm like, why am I singing that? You know?
Well, it was still a good tune, whatever it was, but that's all bought and paid for. And if you didn't sign on to the conditions, you didn't make it to the big time.
Right, exactly.
I mean, and it's still happening today.
It sure is. I interviewed I met a woman who was, her name is Max Lowen, and she says, we're at Anarchapulco together. Great gathering. If they can do it again next year, all these anarchists come together. And she was in the same hotel where they had some of us speakers. And I said, hey, what are you doing? She goes, I'm an SRA survivor. And I'm like, what does SRA mean? She goes, satanic ritual abuse. So I got to know her over the week, and I did an interview with her. It's up on Brighteon because I would never put that up on YouTube. But she was down in the bowels of the Vatican witnessing just horrible stuff, just really horrible stuff. And it just makes it so real when you hear the testimony of somebody who's been, she said, they're the kings, the presidents, the CEOs, they're all in it.
I've got a lot of books about that kind of stuff too, history, the history of the United States, ancient history, medieval, all the machinations going on there. It's, you know, and it's so corrupt, and the sad part of it is it's down to your city council people.
They're just
as corrupt.
It sure is. You know what I do is I just really try to send love to them because they're breaking the law, and there is one law, and that is do unto others as you do unto yourself. And there's laws of karma. That's actually, I mentioned I was reading Rudolf Steiner. I recently downloaded a whole bunch of his ebooks on karma, and that is real. You know, when you do something harmful to other people, then that is going to come back to you. So they're hurting themselves, and they are not aware of it. And I don't know what to do other than to live as good as I can and offer as much help to them as possible.
Exactly. So anyway, I'm cooking up a pot of beans and potatoes and posse out on the open fire, just practicing up with my outdoor cooking skills. And, you know, people need to do that too.
They sure do. What a joy, too, to be outside from time to time. Boy, I don't want to cook on an open fire as a way of life, but it is really enjoyable from time to time. I bought a biodigester, which I haven't had a chance to set up yet, and it works really well in the tropics or anywhere where you have access to, like, cow manure and stuff, but that's going to be my plan for propane.
Well, you got to be self-sufficient. That's all there is to it, so...
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling in. Appreciate you.
Well, yep. Glad to hear you on there. Hope you're going to be back on.
All righty. Thank you. Yeah. No more callers. Okay. Well, I guess I'll just wrap this up. Again, we're getting kind of close to the end of the second hour. And if you do want to call, and Todd will interrupt me and hop on. But I was going to riff on that Olympic Games opening. Like, that was just... I just was horrified, mortified when I saw that, and then they took it down. I just, like, how blatant can you get? It kind of reminded me of he's King Charles now. He used to be Prince Charles, the King, and then the first painting they did of him, he's wearing this flaming red jacket. Like, how much more satanic can you get, right? Like, they really are not hiding it anymore. As I said, during COVID, they flex their muscles and let us know they have global control, and they are Satanists. And I, you know, we've been programmed to believe Satanists are people who run around and worship devils or something like that. It's actually more of they just are into this physical reality, and they don't acknowledge the existence of anything else. And they don't acknowledge the law, the law that God has set down of, you know, do unto others as you want done unto you, right? They don't, that doesn't exist for them. And so they do all these crazy things. And they're just being more and more blatant about it. It's really, really interesting times that we live in. Honestly, I feel amazing that I can even speak about this on a radio show now. Now, I've been in the survival and preparedness space for 20 years, right? And I'd always heard about it being a spiritual war, and they'd always talked about the Satanists and stuff like that. I just never wanted to go there. I was like, nah, you know, let me teach people how to grow food or make medicine. Like, you know, I don't want to deal with that. And then finally, I had, like I said, I met this woman, Max, and some other things that really had me confront it and go, yes, this really is what's going on, and it makes so much sense when you see it that way. And that's why I believe that there ultimately is some support for us somewhere, whether it's at the highest levels or not. But I don't think God would leave us out to hang out and dry. And we, if you live righteously, which is, if you live right, which is by doing the best you can, helping other people, you know, doing your best to notice when you get angry, and then change your personality to where you don't do that, right? And doing your best to prepare. I'm preparing. Yes. Do I have weapons? Absolutely. I have weapons. I really, really hope I don't ever have to use those. Sometimes you may need to have them to, you got to show a sign of force, but really I'm here to help my community and to help neighbors and to help people, because that's, cooperation is what's going to win. That's what's going to get you through. So if I could state again, we got to prepare, and I know you're preppers. I know you're already doing some things. It is time to really ramp that up a whole nother notch. Todd, do we have anybody else that wanted to hop on there? Well, that's great. Well, we'll just keep riffing. So some of the things about the Olympics I think is very interesting. So the very first night, the rail services were shut down. The rail services were sabotaged. And then the next thing is the next night, there was this huge blackout over all of Paris except for this one big church. And it was what I was found fascinating about it was it did get a little bit of coverage in the mainstream media, but most of the coverage that the mainstream media gave it said, there are people on social media who have claimed that there was a blackout in Paris. Really? Are we down to that now? You guys just aren't going to acknowledge the blackout, right? By the way, I've got a friend, and I love her. She's just totally bought into the whole. She was the one who thinks Kamala is fabulous. And she was challenging me, and she's, where do you get your news from? And I said, I get it from here, and I get it from there. This David Avogadro Wolf, and sometimes TikTok and Twitter and X, and, Zero Hedge and Brighteon, and I don't spend a lot of time with them. I'm getting little pieces here and there, and I said, where do you get your news from? She goes, I get it from a whole diversity of sources. I get it from PBS and MSNBC and CNN and I said, you know what? Every one of those North sources are all one source. I said, go to Poynter, PoynterR.com. Go to Poynter.com and sign up. And that is where they send out all the talking points to all of the media. I discovered this in 2020 when the whole COVID experience was being rolled out. And I was like, it's astonishing. All these news outlets have exact same numbers and they have the exact same talking points. And I'm like, how could that be? You know, and then I traced it down and, oh, yeah, okay, here's the spigot from. Danny from New Jersey, come on in. We got just a few minutes left before the show ends. Welcome.
Hi. I'd just like to say that if I had known things would get as bad as they are, I would have eaten more jelly donuts while I had the chance.
Well, I've eaten my share of chocolate. Yeah, totally. That's a good one. Ooh, you're inspiring me.
I live.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Danny. I love it. I might go get a jelly donut myself this afternoon. I'm actually really excited to live through this. I really am. I really am hopeful that we're at a change. The Ayurvedic, Indian Vedic traditions talk about a 26,000 year cycle, and we've been in the Dark Ages for a few thousand years, and we're coming out of it. In the astrological systems, they call it the Age of Aquarius. And I'm very, very hopeful and excited that in this new age, which I feel is happening, that we do have a chance to reclaim humanity, right? To reclaim. I feel we're in a fight of humanity, humans fighting for humanity against this this global cabal, which is satanic. And Satan was one of God's angels. We know who's going to win. we know who's going to win, right? It's kind of like betting against Mother Nature. Don't ever bet against Mother Nature, right? you're going to lose eventually, right? Anyway, I've really enjoyed spending these 2 hours with you and super appreciate, Sarah and Danny and Tom and Eric, everybody who's called in. I'll talk to Kat and maybe we can do this again. Please start preparing. Please take your preps to another level. And remember that kindness, we're here to become kind as more as we possibly can. So thank you so much for listening. And we'll talk again soon.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829.
Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour is an independent radio show. We are funded by people who appreciate our work, not by ads or algorithms. Your support is key to the continuation of this broadcast. To show your support so that we can continue to bring you unbiased information that is now more vital than ever, please visit thepowerhour.com and click Support Us. You can also place a donation by phone by calling 877-817-9829. We thank you for any amount of support that you're able to give.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding product. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.